This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot. With today's news, here's Cindy Zimmerman.
Good afternoon. Representatives from the biggest agricultural companies and organizations in the country were in Kansas City today talking with dozens of farm broadcasters at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual Trade Talk event. The AgriPulse team has been on the ground there and filing back interviews. American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President for Public Policy Sam Kiefer told founder and publisher Sarah Wyant that President-elect Trump has been making appointments at record speed, but we're still waiting to hear on one.
As we look to Secretary of Agriculture, not yet named, but we look forward to working with the Secretary of Agriculture that will continue the spirit of working in a bipartisan manner and will continue to have the depth of experience in production agriculture, whoever that might be. We look forward to working with them because there's a lot that needs to be done. You know, we still need a farm bill, and hopefully we can continue to work on that. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done administratively, and having a Secretary of Agriculture who understands that is important. But from a policy perspective, I do anticipate the first 100 days to be just as fast and furious as the last two or three.
Wyant also talked to Paul Shawdag with Farmers National Company and asked him his thoughts on farmland values going into 2025.
I think the biggest influence we're going to see is how quick are we going to see this recovery in commodity markets? Is it going to be a long-term fight, or are we going to see some short-term gains? If we see that, and we see this net farm income is a big topic right now, and if we see that improve, I think we're going to see those farm operators come back in and invest in land. If we don't see that, I think we could start to see a depression in land values.
AgriPulse Editor-in-Chief Philip Brasher spoke with Jeff Barr of RCIS about the risk management picture heading into a new year.
Every year is different in crop insurance, agriculture, farming practices. So, yeah, we did have losses in terms of the pricing, in 2024. There's no guarantee. We don't know what's going to happen in 2025. But that's where revenue protection insurance coverage helps those farmers recover from those losses and drops in commodity prices. So, yes, definitely they're insuring about, drops in yields, based on weather and catastrophic events, but also revenue protection in terms of what potentially could happen if there's a drop in pricing, which we certainly experienced in 2024.
With all of the disasters that have happened around the country this year, Brasher talked with Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau about help for farmers.
A lot of our producers are looking to Congress for some disaster assistance because of the, 64 presidential declared disasters we've had in the last year, dating back to 23. So there's a lot of uncertainty. We're going to do our best to help mitigate that with our farm loan program for our borrowers and for new borrowers that maybe the lending industry doesn't have that feel like the ability to serve.
And finally, Brasher stopped by Rabobank to speak with Lance Zimmerman and get some insight into issues for the beef cattle industry right now.
I think as we look at it right now, drought is the key factor from an environmental standpoint that we need to remove. Unfortunately, we're in a La Nina right now. For most cow-calf producers, that's not a great thing. That's why we're in the drought we are. Next year, they're saying we're going to work out of a weak La Nina back into more of a neutral weather pattern. But the analog years would suggest that still means pretty dry weather for most of 2025. I think most producers would tell you that as they look ahead, they just want the promise of some consistent returns. 2024 is going to go down. It's on pace right now to be the best demand year we've had since 1986. If that carries us through the fourth quarter with that much strength, we'll see. We know we've had a lot of consumer headwinds from the beef side, but the consumer's going to be the one that's going to have to fund this next rebuild. That's how it always works.
For AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot, a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com.